Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we learned of the deadly danger of trusting in one's own wisdom. And conversely, the life-transforming blessings of wholeheartedly trusting in God's wisdom. Today, we hear the wise father explain how the son can, in turn, be a blessing to others. Proverbs 3, verses 9 to 10, reading from the ESV. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Following wisdom's instructions will guide the young son in relating well to God and people. In and through the rightness of these relationships, the young son will flourish. For the Lord blesses those who can be trusted to be a blessing to others. Honoring God means recognizing that all blessings flow from God. Our world's life support systems were created and are sustained by Him. His goodness and mercy personally provide for and protect us from conception to death and beyond. Through agents He has chosen and systems He has set in place, God's loving kindness provides for us. To disregard this is another way of being wise in our own eyes. And it causes us to miss out on the most wonderful relationship we can ever know. Honoring God also means dedicating our best to His service. In the Old Testament, this included the best of the crops, livestock, and by extension, all material things produced or earned. Cain's error is to be avoided. The young son is to offer his best to God's service, lovingly, joyfully, and trustfully. God responds to covenant faithfulness in kind. For God is kind even to the undeserving, and God loves a cheerful giver. The young son's giving will be more than recompensed. His tithing will be replenished with abundance. His storehouses will overflow. His endeavors will be blessed. Forces adverse to him will be restrained, and he will thrive where God has placed him. For it's never possible to outgive God. The wise father is seeking to shape his young son's habitual outlook, teaching him to trust God more than anyone or anything else. To assess every choice in terms of whether it honors God. To trustfully receive God's blessings and be a blessing to others. But should the young son only expect prosperity? How is he to respond when he encounters adversity? We'll study that next time in Proverbs 3, verses 11 to 12. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that your loving kindness is better than life, that you provide generously, unfailingly, and without reproach, that you give us the privilege of becoming your channels of blessing to others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.